From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Schertz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
What's new?
Well, there's one little thing. The January issue of Reader's Digest has a little article about me with an unusual photo, and I think the issue is either just out now or just about to come out.
Wow, fun. The January issue of Reader's Digest.
That's it.
Have to check that out. All right, you left us with a challenge last week. It seemed easy, but not as easy as you would expect. Would you repeat it?
Yes, I said, take the word step-parents, rearrange these 11 letters to spell two words that are opposites. What are they?
And your answer?
The answer is past and present.
Whoa. Well, we had over 1,800 entries from people who solved the puzzle, and our randomly selected winner is Carol Williams from Fairmont, West Virginia. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Leanne.
What do you do in Fairmont?
I'm a retired librarian.
Oh, wow. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Oh, since I retired in 1995 most of the time.
Wow. Have you been sending in entries all this time?
Not every week, but off and on the whole time.
Well, lucky you today, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Are you ready to play?
Yes, I am.
All right, Will. Please meet Carol. Let's play.
All right, Carol. Every answer today is a familiar two-word phrase or name in which each word contains the consecutive letters R-I. For example, if I gave you the clue, what a person who fails an FBI background check might pose, you would say security risk.
Okay.
Number one, a black person who lives in the United States.
African American.
That's right. Number two, co-discoverer of radium.
Marie Curie.
Uh-huh. A power tool with a bit.
Some kind of a drill.
Uh-huh. And it's a power tool, which makes it...
electric drill.
An electric drill is right. Tributary to the Mississippi, explored by Lewis and Clark.
I get Missouri.
That's it, yeah. Missouri what?
River.
Missouri River, is it? Lead dancer in a tutu.
Ballerina.
Uh-huh.
Prima
and it's
ballerina.
The lead prima ballerina is right. Geometrical figure that may have sides of length 3, 4, and 5.
I'm drawing a blank on that one.
I'm going to guess. Is it a right triangle?
A right triangle, is it? Good, good. Try this one. Russian, who was the first man in space?
Yuri.
Yes.
Somebody or other.
Gagarin.
Yuri Gagarin is right. Good. Breed of dog from the land of Dublin, having a wiry coat.
Irish Terrier.
Irish Terrier, good. Breakfast cereal that goes snap, crackle, pop.
My favorite, Rice Krispies.
Good. Capitalism. System of capitalism.
Economic doesn't have any RIs in it.
Hmm.
Now, if you were communism, that would be public ownership of things. So capitalism would be...
private.
Yes. Private what?
Enterprise?
Private enterprise, is it? Good.
Cool. Thank you, Leah.
Anytime, Carol. I don't know where that one came from.
Try this one. Illegal reproduction of protected text.
Copyright, maybe?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Illegal reproduction of protected text would be copyright...
infringement.
Infringement,
nice.
Is it? A HOD.
What?
A HOD, H-O-D.
Brick.
Yes.
Carrier.
A brick carrier, is it? Something on a spool on a Smith Corona.
Typewriter ribbon.
Is it? Line that passes through Greenwich, England.
That's the Greenwich Mean. Mm-hmm. International date line.
That's on the other side of the world.
Is that the Prime Meridian?
Prime Meridian, is it? And here's your last one. Another name for Santa Claus.
St. Nick doesn't work.
No, starts with a K.
Christmas doesn't work.
Starts with a K. Both words start with
Chris
a K.
Kringle.
Kris Kringle is it. Good job.
That.
Nice work, Carol.
Thank you.
I think we made a good team, you know?
I think we did, too.
Boy, I have no idea what a hod was. I thought he was, you know, speaking with a Massachusetts accent or something. But nice work, Carol. That's great for playing our puzzle today. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House Volume 2, Will Schortz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Schortz's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. Lots of puzzles to keep you busy during the holidays. Carol, what member station do you listen to?
WVPM in Morgantown, West Virginia, which is, we're members of part of the West Virginia Public Broadcast.
Good for you. Carol Williams from Fairmont, West Virginia, thanks so much for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, Will, you have a challenge for everyone listening.
Yes, think of a well-known actor. Take the first five letters of his first name and the last five letters of his last name. Together, in order, these spell the name of a major American city. What is it? So again, a well-known actor. Take the first five letters of his first name and the last five letters of his last name. In order, these will spell the name of a major American city. Who is the actor and what is the city?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Once again, that's a new address. It should make the puzzle page easier to find. It's npr.org/puzzle. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition. Puzzle Master Will Schortz. Will, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leah.